This sounds was recorded on August the 24th, 1955. Sitters Rose Creek, Leslie Rylingson, medium Leslie Flint.
Communicators, Dr. Marshall and Frederick Chopin.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Doctor.
Good evening, my friends.
Good evening, Doctor.
Once again, we have another opportunity after quite a longish break of coming together again. And I think that we can all feel very gratified at the results that have already been achieved during this period of rest. Although I can assure you there's been quite a deal of activity on our part, as I think the photographs already show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, some of our best experiments didn't come off, but that doesn't alter the fact that we have achieved something, and I think, taking everything by and large into consideration, we have done really quite well. We would naturally have liked to have achieved something even more definite, but I think you have some quite remarkable pictures showing ectoplasmic formation.
Yes.
And the possibilities that lie in that direction are extremely good. And I want you, as you've already been told previously, to persevere with those experiments, photographically I mean,
yes,
here in the seance room, where the conditions, of course, are, as you may well expect, ideal. We did quite an extraordinary thing, which I think our friend Frederick has mentioned to you. It was done as an interesting experiment from our point of view to try and prove that time and space and even the camera itself had little or nothing whatever to do with it. In other words, we are not confined by distance, time, and even the use of the camera. It's the sensitive plate that is important as regarding the photographic aspect. The photographic plate is so sensitized, much more so than the human eye, and can pick up under ideal conditions much more than the normal eye can see, or even perhaps than the average person can sense. And you have got a remarkable, really, I suppose, photographic impression of this room.
Yes.
Taken roughly 1,000 miles away, which in itself is interesting. Unfortunately, the figuration in the room, that is the person, the entity who was so anxious to be photographed, our friend Frederick, didn't come out. But that's a disappointment, but we shall well be able to achieve something more definite in the way of bringing on the plate or film. We should be able to bring quite definite images. But what is extraordinary, I suppose from your point of view, is that we have achieved two very important things. In the cell, you see, not fully formed, but the astral of the piano and
yes,
the astral figuration of Chopin when he was there for a period, and owing to the, remember that it was in the winter months that he was there,
yes,
and the sun declined much earlier in the evening, and to obtain more light in the twilight before the sun had fully gone, the piano was kept near to the window so that as much light as possible could be obtained. And there you see the astral piano and the figuration or formation of the master himself, which is impregnated of the atmosphere at Valdemosa, which at certain times, as I think you've already been told, is very pregnant, very strong. But unfortunately, there was so much disturbance in the atmosphere, in the condition, that the success that we'd hoped for wasn't fully achieved. But considering everything, the results are quite remarkable.
They are most remarkable.
But that, as I say, is only the beginning.
Yes.
In this room, we can achieve results in all directions, whether it is from the photographic point of view, whether it is from the direct voice point of view, whether it is from the point of materialization, and in other respects that we are hoping to achieve. This is going to be a remarkable, I feel, and wonderful period this coming winter, when you will see and hear and sense and feel and know and have proof in so many different ways, including the photographs, that, well, you'll be more than satisfied and more than happy, because it'll be something which is unique. We've always wanted to use the instrument in the way that we're now beginning to use him and develop his other faculties. For years, we've been content to use him in the way which you have become used to, the voice, as you call it. But that is only one aspect. The photographs have proved to our satisfaction that the gift lies for photographic mediumship, but there are other gifts that we're trying to bring out. This is going to be a very interesting period this coming winter, and I just want you to be very patient, as I know you will. I want you to be cooperative, as I know you will, and you'll see for yourselves the outcome of all that we're striving to do. But the photographs, considering how very successful, and there's still one, unfortunately, which you have not yet had printed, which may prove to be even more successful than any of the others.
Which one is that, Doctor?
Unfortunately, I understand you haven't had the reel of film developed.
Oh.
No doubt you'll have that done.
That's in the other boy's camera, I suppose.
You know, I could tell you so many things.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. But, perfectly true, that young man is an extremely fine psychic.
Ah.
And, we brought him here for various reasons, but the psychic element is a very important one, as you can well imagine. You'll find that he has extremely psychic power, which I think you'll find on the photographic plate some indication of that power. But at the moment, we do not want him to join this session.
No.
But later on, when we are ready, and when we feel he is ready, which is just as important, if not more important, then we shall ask you to bring him into the circle. But for the time being, we do not want him here as a sitter. But probably in a few months' time, when we feel the time is ripe, then we shall ask you to bring him in. But you'll see, as already I think you have seen, from various points of view, various angles, how we've knitted everything together, how every little part of the puzzle, if you like to call it such, fits. And each one of you are important to this work, as you well know. And people that are not actually sitting in this group, if one can call three people a group, also are important. And when we are ready, we shall bring certain of those individuals into this work more fully. But we have to be patient. The young man in question is not ready to come into this group, but eventually he will.
Who else will be coming, Doctor?
Oh, for a time, nobody. We've got to get certain things right.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Rowlandson, Leslie, how are you?
Leslie.
Yes, I can't hear you so very well tonight, Doctor.
He's asking, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. It's nice to be back anyway, to start again.
I'm very happy to know that we can get down to serious work. I feel that the holiday, although there has been psychic activity as regards the medium, and nevertheless it has been a holiday which has been very essential and which has built up his health and
yes.
psychically improved his power. Of course, we did try these experiments out, but nevertheless it didn't impair his health or his holiday.
Oh, no.
It was something that we wanted to try out. You know, everything we do...
Doctor, do you know...
Wait a minute.
Sorry.
What are we going to say?
Well, I was wondering about... I asked Mickey about that one other photograph where at the side, in what looks like a pillar, there's a young face, either of a boy or a young girl. And we only noticed it tonight. I was wondering if you could tell us what it is or who it is.
Well, the only thing that I can definitely say, there are two pictures. One is the one that was taken in Chopin's cell, in which you see the formation of the piano and the master himself. There is also, of course, the one which we experimented with to try and transport, if I can use such an expression, this room psychically to Valdemosa, and so that you had, as it were, the two aspects, the psychic aspect of this room and the psychic aspect of Chopin's cell, linking up the work that we're doing. In other words, trying to point out and prove to you that time and space are unimportant, that we can utilize powers in such a way which we cannot explain to you, that we can dispense with time and space as such. We can photograph at a distance, even by the sheer process of mind, impressioned, as it were, photographically on a sensitive plate. The same as we can impress certain things upon a sensitive, that is a medium, so we can do so on a sensitive plate or film. And you have that with the plate of this room taken in Mallorca, and also, of course, Chopin's piano in his cell.
Yes.
But there are other things, I know, which we are not sure about, inasmuch that Chopin himself very strongly tried to impress himself upon another plate taken in the monastery, but I don't think it was successful. But there is one which we are rather surprised did not come out evidently, and we can only assume, because of the fact that it has not yet been developed, that this other picture must be on this other another film that has not been developed, because a very good attempt, and we felt it must have been a successful attempt, was achieved, and can only assume that it is not yet developed.
What picture is that?
The master himself.
Oh, himself.
Yes,
he did say he thought that he had come out in one, and probably it's in the other.
Well, I can only hope, and I believe I can say that it's more than likely that in the other role of the film, on the other young man's camera, is this photograph. Because although you probably don't think or associate this young man with this work, and you don't consider him perhaps psychic in any way, in any case there's no reason why you should think so, perhaps you know too little about him, but he is a psychic and he has got this power, and we did try to use his power, obviously, while we had the opportunity as that of the medium. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome back.
Oh, Chopin.
Me, just for a few minutes, you know, to say, you like very much the pictures,
yes,
and
Frederick.
As I explained to you, so it was.
Yes, exactly right.
But I'm disappointed, you have not got the picture of me.
Well, Marshall was telling us maybe in the other camera that belongs to the other boy.
Maybe, I don't know, but it should be there, you know, because I feel convinced I did achieve it, you know, this success. I am convinced it should be there, you know.
Yes. Well, we have it developed, Frederick, and see. I think the seance room was really wonderful.
You appreciate. I wanted to do something, you know, something so different and something to cause you a little laughter, you know, the newsman.
Yes, we
I wanted to reverse the process, you know.
What?
I thought it would be amusing, you know, because all the time you think, it will be pictures of Mademoiselle, the cell, and so on, you see. I thought, if I can give you a picture of the seance room in 140 with Monterey, that would be remarkable.
It's just like you.
I like to reverse it, you know.
Just like you.
I thought it was a good idea.
Oh, lovely idea. It's just you, Frederick.
We
were so puzzled about it, we couldn't understand how the seance room could possibly have got in there.
Well, you know, it is a little sanctuary, and it's in our thoughts and mind always. And I thought, I think hard, you know.
Yes.
I get the room, everything. And it come pretty good, which goes to show you how you can photograph thoughts, you see.
Yes, and you had the door open. The door is never open in the seance room. You managed to get that.
I thought it would be different, so that you would not confuse it, perhaps, with some extra pictures you may have taken a long time ago when the door was closed.
Yes.
So I think the door is open, then they know it can't be nothing, you know.
Yes.
It have to be different.
Oh, dear.
So I have to think hard. Now, what is on the other side of the door, you know?
Yes.
The piano, that was easy. Then the window and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you get pretty good picture.
Yes.
Excellent.
But my head, you must have it.
I've been looking for it.
I don't know why it is not there. It must be another roll of film.
Yes.
Young man, he is very sensitive. He
has
a good subject.
Yes.
Slowly, you know.
Yes.
Don't be too anxious.
No.
But we use him, experiment with him just the same. He is going to be good psychic.
He is, is he?
I see.
How all of you arranged this?
Oh, you don't think that we just let it happen. We bring everything together slowly but gradually.
Yes.
You know, we don't let no one come into our little pattern unless they are important.
Quite right. Doctor.
Hmm?
Say something to him. Are you there, Frederick?